And I will give a presentation about broadband direction estimation method using combined pressure and energy gradients. And this work has been done with Mr. Ville Pulkki from Aalto University also. Okay, well, here is the outline of my presentation. First, a short introduction to this topic, and then some background about the direction estimation in energetic analysis. And also, I will present the microphone array which produced the signals for this analysis. And then I will present this Beck method for direction estimation. So, and this Beck comes from the words pressure and energy gradients. And also the microphone array which is optimized for this method. And then some evaluations and finally the summary of this presentation. Well, the estimation of direction, well, it has several purposes in several applications, like social localization and beamforming, and also in this kind of parametric spatial audio coding methods. And there's a huge or large scale of different methods to estimate direction, like a music and esprit, and etc. But here we are concentrating the sound intensity-based methods. So we are using that for direction estimation. And this kind of approach has been used with directional audio coding, which is a technique for recording and reproducing spatial sound. And well, here in this figure you can see one Dirac application, teleconferencing, where we have some remote location. And there's some talkers and microphone array which capture the sound, and then we do some encoding and decoding. And then we should have somehow spatialized teleconferencing from the other end. Okay. Energetic analysis is based on the sound intensity vectors, so which represent the direction and magnitude of the net flow of sound energy. And these vectors are computed as a pressure times particle velocity in one point of sound field. And the direction of the arrival, it's obtained simply by taking an opposite direction of the sound intensity vector. And in our applications related to Dirac, we have used B-format microphone signals in this analysis. So these signals consist of one omnidirectional signal and three dipoles for X, Y, and Z directions. So these dipoles, they approximate the particle velocities. And instead of using, for instance, sound field microphone or other microphones for B-format microphone signals, we have been using this kind of microphone array of four omnidirectional microphones, which are placed close to one another. And these horizontal B-format signals can be derived from this kind of array. And dipoles are computed just by taking a pressure gradient from opposing microphones. So X dipoles and Y dipoles are just P1 subtracted with P2 and so on. And this W signal, this omnidirectional signal, it's just an average over all microphone signals here. But unfortunately, we have some problems with this kind of array when creating those dipoles, because at high frequencies these dipoles are deformed because of the spatial aliasing, and this spatial aliasing frequency here it depends on the distance between opposing microphones. And here I have plotted three figures for three different arrays. So this first one here, well, this is for a array with a 1 centimeter distance, and well, it produced quite valid dipoles at all frequencies here. But when we increase the distance between microphones, then there will be some problems at high frequencies here and here. So these are not dipoles anymore. And obviously, this has some influence on direction estimation. So at high frequencies, and here is this direction. Well, the estimation error here, it's expressed as a root mean square error here in this figure as a function of frequency. So at high frequencies, after this specializing frequency, this error is quite huge. And on the other hand, at low frequencies, also depending on the distance between microphones, we have some estimation error because of the inner noise of the microphones. And basically, we can estimate the direction reliable only within a certain frequency window. So in this work, we are proposing to use this kind of array, which consists of four omnidirectional microphones with relatively large housing, so they are shadowing the sound at high frequencies, and this provides us some intermicrophone level differences. So these microphones are arranged such that their on-axis directions are pointing to the opposite directions in these microphone pairs here. And well, these plots just show us that how this sound is shadowed and attenuated because of the shadowing. So in this directional patterns here, and these are for two different microphones. This left one is for AKG microphone, which is larger than this another one, this grass microphone here. But anyway, we can see that these are not omnidirectional anymore at high frequencies. So. And this effect is utilized here with direction estimation then. And for estimating direction, we are proposing to use or computing the energy gradients between those microphones at high frequencies. So it's just computing the subtraction between power spectrum of the microphones, and we are approximating sound intensity directly with this subtraction here, and it produces this kind of dipole directionalities for these approximated intensity vectors here. And we are using directly these for direction estimation at high frequencies. And but on the other hand, we don't have any major or we don't have a prominent intermicrophone level differences at low frequencies. So there we use this traditional method for computing first pressure gradient and then intensity vectors from them. So this is somehow combination between pressure and energy gradients. Then another topic in this presentation was to optimize microphone array for this Beck computation. So the idea here is to match this spatial aliasing frequency with the frequency limit for using the energy gradients. And so as I mentioned, this spatial aliasing frequency, it depends on the intermicrophone distances, and this frequency limit for energy gradients, it depends on the diaphragm size of the microphone. And here this shadowing effect for omnidirectional microphone, it's described with the directivity index, which is a ratio between on-axis energy and a total energy, which is integrated over all directions. So this gives us some idea about this directionalities of the omnidirectional microphones at high frequencies. And on the other hand, this directivity index, it depends on the ratio of between diaphragm circumference and wavelength. This Ka factor, it represents this ratio. And with this directivity index and Ka factor, we get this kind of curve for omnidirectional microphone. So this represents this directivity index as a function of Ka. And finally, we can compute the optimized distance between microphones with this formula here. So basically, we just define that how much we want this to use this shadowing effect here. So we just choose some directivity index value here, and then we take the corresponding Ka value here, and then compute the distance. Okay, well, then some evaluations. These were conducted in an anechoic chamber, or the measurements were done in an anechoic chamber, and using AKG microphones, four AKG microphones with diaphragm of 2.1 centimeters, and this results in a spacing of 3.3 centimeters for this array, and also using grass microphone array, which has a smaller diaphragm size than with this AKG microphone. And again, we have estimation error expressed as a root mean square error here. So in this results, this solid line, this is for using this traditional method, using those pressure gradients only. And well, as you can see, that at high frequencies, this error is very significant after this spatial aliasing frequency. But this energy gradient, it produces very nice estimation for us. And using the combination of these different gradients, we get somehow reliable estimation for entire audio frequency range here. And the same with this grass microphone array here. So here's the summary of my presentation. So the basic idea was to improve the analysis, which is the direction estimation from using this square microphone array. And this improvement has achieved by using the shadowing of the microphones and this Beck method. And also it was shown that this optimized microphone array, it works with this Beck method. Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you. And we have time for some questions. Any question? Actually, I get one question. Have you ever tried the reverberation environments? Reverberation environments in reverberation
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Yeah, you know, have you ever tried the experiments in the presence of reverberation? So you showed the experiments results in the anechoic environment, right?
No. I haven't tried. If I heard it correct.
Do you have any experiments? Tried any experiments in a noisy or reverberant environments?
Oh yeah. I have. We have tried this with this teleconferencing application, and it works nice. At least in our experiment that we have used it in a normal room and also some noise environments. So yeah.
Any more questions? Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.